Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I really don't have any sports to talk about. So, I want to tell you a story. That's right. I got an interesting story to share with you right now. And actually, DJ Papa D, can you play one of my stories for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I'm back. I'm back in the hood with something mad. My hair is long. My skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G Money. I'm smooth as silk. I eat Cheerios with cold milk. That's Papa G. I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. Getting fucked, playing Doom. Look at my arm. Hard as hell, I work out, can't you tell, pimp all day, ring the bell, in my room, what's that smell, and they say I'm back, cause I'm the Mac, my skin is black, and I don't smoke crack, and they say I'm back, cause I'm the Mac, my skin is black, and I don't smoke crack, I'm G Money. Come on, y'all, standing up, walking tall, up all day, ready to ball. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall, Marky D, Big Head Paul, making moves, standing tall, making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park, behind my back, hitting the mark, going home before it starts. Feed my pigs so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm some mat. My skin is black. And don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm some mat. My skin is black. And don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money and I get down. Doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord, still in the fight. I'm G-Money and I'm here to say. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5", all day. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm some mat. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm some mat. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. 6'5". Is where I reside, West Side, South Central LA, and that's the Mac is back. My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A. And he went to my dad, who was a city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he put a pool in the back of his house. And my daddy gave him the particulars. But, of course, they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about because my daddy was black. And so they went to the city hall and went and asked some white people that they saw, and everybody in the office was saying, go see Gerard, go talk to Mr. Gerard, because he's the one in charge of those projects. So they came and they talked to my daddy, and he told them, I told you what to do, I told you how to do it, so now just follow what I told you.
Trouble ever comes to you. I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to welcome you to Monday's radio show. As I tell you, I'm broadcasting around the world. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories, and welcome to Monday's radio show. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to share some jokes with you. There was a husband and wife that were married, and the wife got up and went to the bathroom, and she was sitting on the toilet, and she got stuck on the toilet. She couldn't get up. I guess she had too much turkey on Thanksgiving, so she couldn't get up. And she called her husband into the bathroom to help her get off the toilet. And he came in, and he pulled on her arms and tried to pull her off the toilet. And he couldn't pull her off. So he said, wait, baby, I'll call my friend, the plumber, and I'll see if he has some tools that he can use to come and get you off of the toilet. And his wife said, okay, I'm sitting here. I ain't going nowhere. And so he went into the living room, and he called his friend, the plumber, and he asked him if he had some kind of tools to help pull his wife off the toilet because she was stuck on the bathroom toilet. And the plumber said, yeah, I think I have some tools that I could use to get her off the toilet. So I'll be at your house in 5 minutes. And the plumber and the man said, okay. And he hung up the phone and he went in the bathroom and he was talking to his wife and he told his wife that the plumber would be here in 5 minutes. And he thinks that he has some tools that they can use to pull his wife off of the toilet to get her from being stuck on the toilet. And she said, okay, well, I'm sitting here and I'm waiting on him. And then the husband looked down and saw the wife had her pants hanging down around her ankles and all of her private parts were showing. So he didn't want the plumber to see his wife like that. So he left and went into the bedroom and was looking in the closet. And he found a big hat, and he brought the hat out the closet, out of the bedroom, and brought it into the bathroom and sat it on his wife's lap. And the big hat covered all of her private parts. And then the doorbell rang, and the husband went to the door to answer the door. And it was the plumber, and he invited the plumber in. And he walked him into the bathroom, and he said, see, that's my wife there, stuck on the toilet. Do you think you have some tools that can help get her off of the toilet? And the plumber looked, and he said, yeah, I think I got something to help her get off the toilet. But you know what? The little man under that hat, I can't do a thing for him. Goner. Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There was a man that was in an accident, and he got a big lawsuit for his accident that he was in, and they gave him a large sum of money. So the man decided that he was going to take the money, and he was going to start his own company. And the company he decided he was going to start was going to be an observation company. So he put out a notice and said that he was hiring people to work at his observation company. And there were some people that lined up for the job. So the first man that lined up for the job, the interviewer walked out and got the first man and brought him into the office and sat him down behind the desk and told him, well, this job is an observation position, so tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him and looked at him again, and he said, you don't have any ears. And the interviewer started screaming, hollering, ah, get out of here, get out of here. He walked the man out of the interview room. And then he went out and got somebody else that was in line to be interviewed. And he brought the number two person in and sat him down at the observation table. And he asked the man, he said, tell me, this is an observation company, so tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him and he said, you don't have any ears. And the man started screaming again, ah, I don't want you in here. Get out of here. Get out of here. So the second man walked out, and he went to talk to the third man, and he told the third man, he said, hey, the guy that's interviewing you has a problem about him not having any ears. He's kind of sensitive about the fact that he doesn't have any ears. So whatever you do, try not to say anything about his ears. And if you do that, then you'll be able to get the job. And the guy said, all right, well, thank you for the information. I appreciate that. In fact, if I get hired, I'll look out after you when I get the job. And the guy said, all right, that's good looking out. I appreciate that. And he said, okay. And the second man left. And then the interviewer came out and got the third man, and he brought him into the observation room, and he sat him behind the desk, and he told the man, he said, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he looked at him, and he looked at him again, and he said, you wear contact lenses. And the interviewer was really impressed. He was like, wow, that's amazing. What made you think of that? Nobody has said anything to me about anything like that, that I had contact lenses. Dad said nothing about that. So what made you think of that? And the man said, well, it's obviously you can't wear any sunglasses because you don't have any ears to hold the glasses up with. Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Okay, there was a man that walked into the bar, and he was upset because he had caught his wife in bed with his best friend. So he sat down at the bar, and he told the bartender he needed a serious drink to fix him a double shot of something strong, because he needed something to really relieve his pain, because he was upset. And the bartender fixed him a double shot of something strong and mixed it over ice. And then he gave the man the drink, and the man sipped the drink slowly but surely. But when he finished the drink, he said, "Well, that didn't calm down my anger. I'm still mad." And the bartender said, "Why are you so mad?" He said, "I caught my wife in bed with my best friend." The bartender said, "Well, what did you do about your wife?" He said, "I told my wife to get out of bed and get dressed and leave my house, pack all of her stuff and leave my house. And I didn't want to see her no more in life." And the bartender said, "Well, that's one way to get rid of your wife. So tell me, what did you do with your best friend?" He said, "I looked at him in the face, and I pointed my finger in his face, and I said, 'Bad dog.'" Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I'll make them laugh out loud. All right. I got another little story for you. There was a girl sitting on the bus, and she was reading her Bible. And there was a man that was sitting across the seat from her, and he saw her reading the Bible. And he said, "Girl, do you believe everything that you read in the Bible?" And she said, "Yes, I do. It's the word of God, and I believe the word of God." And he said, "Oh, I know you can't believe everything in that Bible. What about the story they had with the man that fell overboard and a big whale swallowed him up, and then he swam to another country and he spit him out on the shore? I know you don't believe that really happened." And she said, "It's in the Bible, and I believe everything in the Bible is the truth, because it's the word of God." And the man said, "Oh, okay." And then he said, "What about the story about a man that led all the Israelites out of Egypt? And when they got to the Red Sea, he stood upon a rock and he parted the Red Sea with his cane. He held his staff out over the Red Sea and parted the Red Sea. And all of the Israelites crossed the Red Sea running from the Egyptians, and they got away. And the Egyptians were drowned in the Red Sea. Do you believe that really happened?" And she said, "Yes, I do. That was the word of God. It's in the Bible. So I believe everything that happens in the Bible, because it's all the word of God. And I believe God didn't tell any stories. He was always telling the truth." And the man said, "I don't know. I don't know, little girl. I don't know if you know what you're talking about." And she said, "Well, let me ask you a question, mister." She said, "Why do reindeers boo-boo in drops?" And he said, "What?" She said, "Why do reindeers boo-boo in drops?" He said, "Oh, I don't know." And he said, "Well, why do donkeys boo-boo in pies?" And he said, "Oh, I don't know." And she said, "Well, why do dogs boo-boo in piles?" And he said, "I don't know." And she said, well, it's obvious. You don't know shit about shit. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There was a painter that went to an art gallery, and he had some paintings hanging up in the art gallery. So he went to the gallery, and he was walking around looking at all the paintings, and he saw the manager of the art gallery, and he asked the manager, has anybody asked about any of my paintings? And the manager said, no, not that I can think of. And he said, nobody's asked about none of my paintings at all? And he said, oh, actually, there was somebody that made comments about your painting. And the artist got excited. He said, well, what did he say about my painting? He said, well, the manager said, well, he was just asking questions about the artist. He said, if something happens to the artist and he were to die, would his paintings go up in value? And the artist looked at the manager and said, well, what did you tell him? And he said, of course I told him the paintings would go up in value because the paintings would be worth three times the value of the artwork if the artist dies. And the man said, really? Okay. And he bought four of the paintings. And the artist was excited. He said, whoa, the man bought four of my paintings? And he said, yep, he sure did. And the artist said, well, did you get his name? Do you know his name? Did he tell you who he was? And the manager said, no, he didn't tell us who he was. But he did say that he was your doctor. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo! There was a snail that went into a car dealership, and he walked up to the salesman and said, I want to buy a red Camaro, and on the red Camaro, I want you to paint a big white stripe down the back of the car and all the way across the hood and across the top of the car and all the way down to the front of the car, a white stripe. And then I want you to put a giant S on the passenger's door and put a giant S on the driver's door. And the salesman said, okay, we can do that. I'll have to order it special, and I have to have it detailed so that it comes with that painting that you want on the car. But yeah, we can do that. But for my own information, why would you want a big S painted on the doors of your car? And the snail said, well, when I'm driving this big, pretty Camaro down the street, I want people to see the car and say, look at that S car go. Oh, that's a beautiful S car go. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, now it's time for me to play a song for you. I want to play a song called Big Bank Take Little Bank and the Big Bank Theory. Big Bank Take Little Bank. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
stand here with all of my 50s and my 100s.
Big bang track, metal bang. 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 Big bang track, metal bang.
What around the tower? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience. The people would dive on the
floor to get those dollars. And then I'd go and I'd count the money and I'd raise it up. And I'd laugh.
Big bang track metal bang.
Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang. Bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang.
And I'd walk around and I'd count the money again and I'm kissing the money and everything and I'm playing to the money. And I'd count it again and I'd pull out another dollar. And I'd ball it up and throw it in the crowd. And people were just going crazy.
Big bang track metal bang. 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 Big bang track metal bang.
They were like, oh man, this guy is crazy. And then I walk over and I would act like I was gonna give him some money. I count out like $10 or $20, and I'd go to hand it to them, and then when they reach for the money, I'd pull it back and laugh.
Big bang track metal bang. 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 Big bang track metal bang.
And pull it back and laugh. No, you don't get me money. This is mine. The money man. I'm the money man. I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bang track metal bang. 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 Big bang track metal bang.
I'm G Money, the Pimp Cam. And if you didn't know, now you know.
The money man, I'm the money man. I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang.
Made it back to the train station, but all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher, and I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning, but there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me. So I got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Stewart. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a song I want to share with you. And it goes like this. 65 is where I reside. West Side, South Central L.A. 65 is where I reside. West Side, South Central L.A. I woke up Friday morning. Rise and shine. I got up, got dressed, and went outside.
to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rode on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the Strand. I saw this beautiful girl suntanning in the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, she had yellow skin, and she had slanted eyes. I asked her, where are you from? She said she's from Japan. She came to America because it's a free land. I said, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you with me to South Central L.A. 65 is where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 6-0. I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the door and we went to the bedroom and we started acting like a bride and groom. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She screamed and hollered all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine, we got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. I took her to a Japanese restaurant, Yoshinoya Bibo. We walked in the door and we went to the counter and we ordered our food. And then I went and sat down at a table at a booth. The Asian women looked at me and smiled. Then they bowed at me and I bowed back. They bowed at me again. Because they knew I was the Mac. And then my friend brought the food to my table. And she asked me if there's anything else that I needed. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat this food. So we laughed and talked and ate the food. And we had a good time. Then she said, I got to go. My sister will be looking for me. And I said, yeah, I know. So we got up and walked outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. I took her back to Long Beach. I dropped her off on the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode off. I went to Compton. I was riding through the hood. I went down the street and I saw this beautiful black girl. She was shiny like a black seal. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her, what's her name? She said, she's Darlene. She's the black queen. I said, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you with me to South Central L.A. to come with me to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode off. I took it to South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside. West Side, South Central L.A. We walked in the door and we went to the bedroom and we started acting like a bride and groom. She got in the bed. And she screamed and hollered all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine. We got up, got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. I took her back to Compton. I dropped her off in the hood, kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode off. I went to Manhattan Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this white girl sun tanning in the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. Her long hair was waving around all the time. I walked up to her, and she had skin white as snow. And I asked her what she do. She said she does hair, and she teaches school. I said, ooh-wee, me too. I want to take you with me to South Central L.A. So come with me to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. I took her into South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60. I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the door, and she laid on the floor, and we started humping like we never humped before. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. Her blonde hair was waving around all the time. She screamed and hollered all night long. She let me know that she could, that I could do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine. We got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach. I dropped her off on the strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode off. I went back to South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside, 65. It's where I reside, 60. I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place in 65. That's where I reside, 65. Is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. 65 is where I reside. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody and they'll tell you it's so. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I rock and roll with so much soul. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, now you know. Ooh-wee, 65 is where I reside. West Side, South Central L.A. 65 is where I reside. West Side, South Central L.A. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, you better ask somebody and they'll tell you it's so. I'm G Money, the pimp comic.
And if you don't know, now you know. And back to the radio show we go. If you didn't know, now you know. And
so
back to the
we
radio
the airport,
show we go.
But we were still waiting on our buddy to come from the security check-in section. And we were sitting talking with the flight attendants. So they called us, and he walked out and met us halfway in the airport, and we went to the security section and picked him up. And he was mad. Oh, he was pissed off because he had to strip down to his underwear, and they checked his booty hole to see if he had any kind of ammunition or any kind of guns in his butt. Now, what kind of mess is that? And that's what he thought, too. What kind of mess is that? How am I going to carry a gun in my butthole? What kind of stupid do they think I am?
Thank you.
And she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over, and it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big, and they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
What up?
Are you on your way?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
Well, look, hurry up, because everyone's here, okay?
All right, I'm on my way.
This is some of the lingua franca of the funk business. And people come from miles around with an almost religious devotion to get on down.
Ain't a fantastic words, but I'm still on the mission to see if I can get your attention. Now I want to drop some information, just a little attitude to your education. I live my life by the code of the funk, 600 watt F18s in the truck. Put them on the street, you gotta feel my beat. So throw your hands up if you're down with the seat. Double O L I O with the flow. I'm looking for the party, so better know. 1, 2, 3, it's like ABC. If hip hop didn't pay, I'd rap for free.
That's where I wanted to go.
I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros, and I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too, so they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of jokes to share with you while we have a minute or two to talk. I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring, and they put it on the Braille reading list, and they said blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Woo! Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know why a bear wears a big fur coat? Because he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. Woo! There were two men in the jungle. One was sitting under a tree reading a newspaper, and the other one was typing madly on a typewriter. And a lion showed up, and the lion ate the man that was sitting under the tree reading the newspaper. And he left the other man typing on the typewriter alone. He walked off and left him standing. I guess carnivores know that readers digest and writers cramp. Woo! You know, I had a friend that had a girlfriend with one eye and one leg, and I asked him what he called her, and he said he calls her IHOP. Woo! If big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? You don't know? She works at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. Eileen to the left, Eileen to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Woo! There were two men that were in the jungle, and they were taking pictures of the animals, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, the giraffes. They were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took his boots off and put on his tennis shoes and tied his tennis shoes up real tight. And the other man said, "What are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass." Woo! I had a friend that had 12 strands of hair on her head. And she put grease on her hair and combed her hair to the side. And she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. I told her it'd dip, but it won't do. Woo! There were two flies flying around. And they landed on a piece of boo-boo. And one fly lifted his leg and farted real loud. And the other fly said, "Hey, man, come on. Give me a break. I'm eating here." Woo! All right. Well, now it's time for me to share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I have a story that will be entertaining. It will be educational, and it will be inspirational. So sit back and relax as DJ plays the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back with the song and more of the show in a minute.
So I couldn't drive my car to college. I had to leave it at home. So I parked it. And I made arrangements to go to college, and I caught the Greyhound bus up to Northern California. I caught it up to Sacramento. Well, actually, I was going to UC Davis, University of California at Davis, which is in Davis, California, which is like 30 minutes east of Sacramento. So I went to Davis. And I got there, and I took care of all of my admission papers, and I got my classes, and I went to school, and I was going to all of my classes, and I had gotten an apartment off campus, so I had a place to live, and everything was taken care of. I was on campus going to school like I had told my parents I was going to do, and since I had gotten a scholarship to play baseball, I was going there to take care of my business. So I was on campus for the first quarter without my car, and I was trying to get around, and everybody in Davis rode bicycles. So I was riding bicycles on campus with 25,000 students. Everybody was running into each other. They had more bicycle accidents than the law could allow. I mean, it was just awful. Everybody was wrecking bicycles. Like, people didn't know how to signal. They didn't know how to wait for traffic to pass. They just was making illegal turns in front of a whole gang of bicycle riders. It was just awful. It was, you saw some of the worst bicycle accidents I've ever seen in my life. And it was funny to me because I knew how to ride a bike. So I was not worried about running into anybody. And in fact, I had found a bicycle that somebody had left locked to a pole. Both tires were on a flat, and they had just left the bike there. Well, I picked the lock. It was a little four combination lock, and I picked that, and I took the bike home, and I bought inner tubes for the bike, and I bought some new tires for it, and I bought some spray paint. So I spray painted the bike to be a different color than what it was. And then I put some streamers on the handlebars, and I put some mirrors on the handlebars. So I was riding my 10-speed around campus, and I had the fanciest bike on the block. Everybody laughed at me because my bike looked like a little kid's bike. Because I had mirrors and I had streamers, and it just didn't look like a bicycle for an adult man. But I rode it, and I enjoyed it. And I went to class, and I went to every place, and I did everything that I was supposed to do. I went to my classes, and at the end of the quarter was Christmas, and in December, I went home, and when I came back to Los Angeles, I rewired my car, and I tore out all the old wires, and I rewired my car, and I put in brand new wires all under my hood, and I spray painted my motor, so that my motor was fresh and clean, and I put brand new wires in, and then I started my car up, and it ran perfect like it had done before. And at the end of the Christmas vacation, I rode my car. I drove it back to Sacramento, to UC Davis, which was an 8-hour drive. But I enjoyed the drive very much. In fact, when I drove, I left during the daytime. And by the time it was nighttime, I flipped my switch, and all of my lights came on, all on the inside of my car and under my tires. And I pulled over on the freeway, because I'm in the middle of nowhere on the 5. Going north, I pulled over, and I looked at my car, and it looked so beautiful. It was just amazing to look at my car and how it was glowing, because my body was waxed and shiny, and the tires were gold, and they were shiny, and the inside of my car was gold, and the tinted windows made the fire on the inside of the car look so good. It was just amazing. It was beautiful. And I really liked the way my car looked. So I got back in my car, and I finished my drive to the school. And I got there. I pulled up at my apartment, and I was in Davis with my car driving around. And I was in Davis with my car driving around. And I didn't worry about getting a parking permit, because I didn't know that I wouldn't be able to park on the street. Because when it's 25,000 students, it's nowhere to park. And if you're lucky to have a car, you're really lucky to be able to do what you can do. So I put my bike up, and I started driving my car all over the place. But every time I went to class, there was no place for me to park. I drove around on the street trying to get close to my building where my classroom was, but it was nowhere to park. So I tried to park in the student parking, but it was no room in the student parking. And I didn't have a parking permit. So it was some places that I just couldn't park. So what I did was I pulled up on campus, and I parked next to my building where my class was. And I thought to myself, well, I'm close to class. When I get out of class, then I can jump in my car and I can take off. But every time I came out of class, I had a $10 parking ticket, which I didn't really mind because I knew I had parked illegally, but I was right next to my class. And I knew my parents would understand because I was going to school, and that's what I was went there to do, to go to class. So I was on campus going to class, but I just didn't have no place to park my car. So I parked next to the building where my classes were. And I come out, and I have a ticket. And that's the way that was. I ended up getting 30 tickets the first year I was on campus, because I was getting tickets for parking in unauthorized parking space. But I was going to class, and that's what I tell my dad, and I tell my mom, I was going to class. So, you know, that's what happened. So getting back to my show, I had driven my car to school, and I was driving it around, and I was parking on campus, and I was getting tickets. But I was going to school, so I wasn't mad, even though I should have probably bought a parking permit, and then I should have got to school a little earlier, so I could have parked in the student parking section. But, you know, I was new to the school, and I liked the idea of living off campus and being able to drive to campus every day. So that's how I did it, and that's the way that I operate. So once I had my car on campus, my little brother, Donald, was at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo because he had graduated in 78. So when I went to UC Davis, he went to Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo. And I heard about a Greek show that they had at San Luis Obispo. They called it Slow Town, S-L-O, San Luis Obispo. It's Slow Town. And it was put on, the Greek show that is, was put on by Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, the Slow Division Qs. That's right. They're known as the Slow Division Qs. Yes, that's right. They wear purple and gold, and they march real slow. And when you see them step, they do all their stepping, and then they slow it down to do a slow step, because they're the Slow Division Qs. And I admired those boys for getting on stage and doing that kind of marching, because it ain't sickness stepping, but they look good, so I admired them. And I had a good time at the show. I hung out with my little brother, and it was good. We had all kind of girls hanging out with us. He just didn't know what to do with them. But it was all right. You know, we were doing what we do. We hang out. We both pretty boys. You know, we look good. Some of us just got more rap than the other one, man. That's all. But I was in a fraternity, so I was supposed to have the charm and the grace that set me aside from all the rest. You know, I was just the man of the hour. And every time I went to a campus, that's what happened. When I stepped on campus with those Greek letters, women went crazy. They wanted to be around me. They wanted to hang out with me and be wherever I wanted to be. And it was good. I had a good time with all that attention. Oh, man, it was great. I had a great time. So I jumped on the freeway and drove up to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. And after I spent the weekend with my brother, then I drove back to UC Davis.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but a gangster party.
Oh, shit. You done fucked up, man. You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time. Y'all niggas about to feel this. Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, alright? Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture. Bomber hoochies with the vision. My intentions took you with you with that and double OP. Dog, my fucking homie. You the cold ass nigga on them all.
Showing up. I keep my hand on my gun because they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom waiting on the outcome. Free Tupac is all that's on the niggas' mind, but at the same time it seems they tryna take mine. So I'ma get smart and get defensive and shit, and put together a million march for some gangster shit.
So now they got a place, two multi-millionaire motherfuckers catch a case. Bitches get ready for the throwdown, the shit's about to go down. Fuck me and Snoop about to clash. I'm losing my religion, I'm vicious on these stool pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Niggas be acting like you're savage, they all forget the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my niggas living life.
I got a pit named P, she nigga Reno. I got a house out in the hills, right next to Chino. And I think I got a black Beamer, but my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Riga. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the K's, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride, motherfucker. The rest, two of the best from the west side, and I can make you famous. Niggas been dying for years, so how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony.
pot belly knees. Motherfucking G's. If you got a better floor, another woman. Two of them members smoke one.
Album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of little short jokes for you. I went to this man's house, and he had a cat with 3 legs. And I said, "What happened to your cat?" And he said, "The cat was playing in the fishbowl. But obviously, somebody didn't tell the cat we had sharks in the tank." Woo! I had a son that went to the pet store and asked the salesman if they sell sharks in the store. And the salesman said, "No, son, You have to go to an aquarium store, to a fish store, to buy sharks. Besides, why would you want to buy a shark anyway? He said, well, I want to take it home and put it in my fish tank to teach my cat a lesson. Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo! All right. Why did the man get thrown out of the zoo for feeding the birds? You don't know? Because he was feeding the birds to the lion. Woo! Man. Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know. You don't know. Because he had to go to the Shell station. There was a scorpion waiting on the side of the river. And he was trying to figure out how he was going to cross the river. And a snail walked up to the side of the river. And the scorpion asked the snail to ride on the back of his shell. And the turtle said, no, I'm not letting you ride on the back of my shell. And the scorpion said, why? Why won't you give me a ride? And the turtle said, because you're a scorpion and you'll bite me. And the scorpion said, no, I won't bite you. I promise. And the snail said, okay. The turtle said, okay. And he let the scorpion climb on the top of his shell. And he climbed in the water and was swimming across the water to the other side of the river. And when he got almost to the other side, the scorpion stung him. And the snail said, ow! The turtle said, ow! And the turtle said, I thought you said you weren't going to sting me. And the scorpion said, I'm sorry, but that's just my nature. Well, I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo! All right. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It must be time for me to shut the show down because I got to go somewhere because I got to get out the air chair and I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? So without further ado, I want to acknowledge the birthdays for the today. April 15th, 2024. We want to recognize all the birthdays for today. So DJ, if you will, play the birthday song and let's acknowledge those that are celebrating their birthdays today. And then we can shut the show down and I can get out of here and
put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here's the birthdays for today, April 15th, tax day, 2024. Happy birthday to Floyd Arthur. Happy birthday to Tony Smith. Happy birthday to Torin Roberts. Happy birthday to Alessandro Lima D'Souza. Happy birthday to Reginald Cook Sr. Happy birthday, Chantel P. Walls. Happy birthday, Job Leon. Happy birthday, Damian Houston. Happy birthday, Vanessa Renee. Happy birthday, Kevin Cheval. Happy birthday, Mark Leon. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mark Leon. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, April 15th, 2024.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, especially my two homeboys, Mark Leon and Joe Leon. They're not related, though, but they're both celebrating their birthdays today on the 15th of April. How about that? We all went to school together. And I didn't know their birthdays were on the same day. They didn't even know their birthdays were on the same day. How about that one? All righty then. Well, I want to wish everybody a happy birthday. They're celebrating their birthday today. And may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may God bless you with eternal life and the glory and the grace that you can get from being a child of God. So, without further ado, I have a birthday song. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more birthdays. Yeah. May God bless you on your special day, in the birthday of your time of creation. May God give you eternal life after death. And may I bless you with all of the glory that the good Lord blesses us all with. May you be blessed with extreme glory in your name. In his name we pray. Amen. So, without further ado, I want to say I'll see you tomorrow on the radio show. And have a good evening today. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may God bless you with eternal life. So, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet. And he stopped the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.